And the Getaways, you can hear them today at Dusty's at 5 o'clock. Also, Mumblin' Drew plays with Pop Wagner over at the Waldman Brewery on Wednesday. So get on over there for that. And then we heard Amir El Safar and Lorenzo Bianca Hirsch. They are going to be at the Cedar on the 24th. Electronic music, trumpet. Amir is Iraqi Arab background. So get on over there and support that. The time is 10 o'clock, and you are listening to KFAI 90.3 FM HD in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org. Stay tuned for The Wave Project.
You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM HD, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and on the web at kfai.org. For the next 60 minutes, you'll be hearing The Wave Project, KFAI's weekly community access hour. If you'd like to produce your own one-hour radio program, information on applying can be found at kfai.org/waveproject. The views expressed on this program are those of the persons expressing them and do not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of Fresh Air's Incorporated Board of Directors, volunteers, or staff.
Say welcome back to the podcast, but this is our first live experience being on KFAI radio. My name is Lisa Carmichael, and Tracy Muntz is with me, and we don't have Amy with us this morning. She is at her father's funeral, but Tracy and I are going to persevere without Amy and coming to you live with our podcast called Power Lunch Podcast. So if you haven't heard about Glass Ceiling Foundation, head on over to our website. It's glassceilingfoundation.org. We are a nonprofit, and we are supporting women, females, that are entrepreneurs mostly. I don't know. Tracy and I have been kind of going back and forth with the fact that we started out focusing on entrepreneurs, but any women can come. Anyone is invited. And we have been, we're on episode number 35 on our podcast. It has been just a ton of fun. We've been getting to know, we've been getting to know our guests and the women in our community. And let's step back and just talk about how we met and how the Glass Ceiling Foundation got started.
Well, first off, I just want to say that this is probably the most I've heard you talk like in the beginning. If you listen to our podcast, I am the one that probably dominates the most of the conversation. So I love that you like took charge. Well done. Mm. I mean, like, I love that.
First off, a microphone.
I do. You are not afraid of a microphone.
I'm not afraid.
You know, first off, Lisa, thank you so much for bringing us to KFAI to do this live podcast with just the two of us. A lot of times it's you, me, and Amy, but then we bring in other women to have great conversation with. And they're about 20-minute episodes, so they're a nice shot of inspiration. But I just want to back up and just talk about the Glass Ceiling Foundation just a little bit and how we found each other. Lisa actually reached out to me, and I owned a business in Eagan, and she said, what do you think about doing a happy hour? And it's evolved over this last 3 years into a happy hour. We do book club, we do podcast, mastermind, power luncheons, and recently, about a year ago, became a nonprofit to support women in our community that have an entrepreneur spirit, that maybe are facing some challenges, some unknowns, even some unforeseen glass ceilings that they didn't know were coming up in their entrepreneur quest. So we invite women of all ages. This last happy hour, our Rise Up happy hour, we had someone that I think she was Maddie 19.
She was young. Yeah.
So young. And then, you know,
she had no idea that she was an entrepreneur. She had a website.
Yeah.
She had a dog walking business.
That's right.
And
yeah,
she didn't think of herself as an entrepreneur. And those are the women that we want to support, who don't realize that they've already done the work. They need someone to validate them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that a lot of times too, where, you know, as an entrepreneur, I've been, you know, in the restaurant space, the pub space, for the last 19 years. And for the first, I would say 13 to 14 years, I don't know, I only was able to raise my business to the level of my education or experience resources. But once I start, and my partner in the pub business is such a great guy, but he didn't want to share information. He didn't want to reach out. So I felt like I lived on an island. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of small business owners, they live on this island. They know everything about their business, but to expand outside their business, to grow their business, they don't have the resources or feel resourceful. Tony Robbins has a saying that the psychology of the business owner is the growth of any business. So we rise to our level. So we have to go outside of that. We have to look for other resources. And that's really what the Glass Ceiling Foundation, masterminds, connection with other business owners allow you, is the resources to expand your business. And when I started to do that, I saw that when I raised my psychology, raised my energy level, I was able to grow my business. And now 19 years in, you would think at 19, I'd be looking for the exit, and instead I'm looking at the expansion of what I own, Merlin's Rest Pub on East Lake Street. And owning Merlin's Rest, I see it as an expansion that's happening right now versus what does the end look like. And that's a lot to do with the women I get to hang out with.
It does. And it goes back to that thinking of, we are no longer in competition with one another. I mean, how many restaurants, good grief, are in Minneapolis? How many women entrepreneurs are there? We don't have to compete against each other. It's more of that rising up. Right. We are helping each other become better people. Yeah. And when you make a difference in someone else's life, it really affects you and your business. So I love that. It's, you know, it's just a different way of thinking. And I think that's how we started, is we really wanted women to start thinking differently. Not, you know, that I have to compete against all the other women that are out there, that we can collaborate. And we've done so many collaborations with Glass Ceiling. It's more than I can count. But I always remember, you know, at one point I had someone ask me about, you know, why my numbers were increasing. And I was working in a commission job. And I said, because I'm tracking myself. I'm comparing myself to myself from the prior year, from the prior months. It wasn't that I was competing against my peers. It was I was taking a look at myself and what I could do to improve myself. So yeah, that collaboration is more important than hiding what you're doing, because you really do want to share, you know, what's working for me so that I can help somebody else.
Absolutely. You know, one of the practices that I do in my business daily is my staff actually sends a report at the end of the evening. Not all of my staff, most of my staff, some of them, will send a report. And the report is what went well and what can you improve on? Constant and never-ending improvement. Canaying. So what did we do well and what can we improve on? And that doesn't bring in the shame and guilt and frustration of what did you do wrong. It's what did we do well and then what can we improve on? And it's something that we actually practice in our foundation as well, is after every event, looking at the event of how can we add more value. And I think as business owners, when we look at that is, we're doing a great job, but how can we add even more value? That's actually when you start growing your business and your business starts looking like profit making versus just grinding through the day. And I grinded through many, many days at this last 19 years. And I don't want to live in that constant pressure, that pressure cooker that so often we can feel, especially in the restaurant business. You tell us a little bit. Tell me, I always get, and I do literally get confused on what you do, like as a business, as a personal business.
So my business is basically, it's freelancing. I am a fractional CMO marketing. So I leaned into...
CMO is...
Chief Marketing Officer.
Okay.
So instead of someone hiring me as a full-time employee where they have to pay me benefits and pay for my health insurance, I offer services at a higher level, helping that organization, small business, not just a one-person business, but a small business with three employees or more. And that I'll help them solve the bigger problems, because a lot of times in your business, you're stuck at looking at all the small things that you have to get done. And when you have someone that can take a look at the bigger piece of the puzzle, it's a lot easier for me to come in and help them put everything together. So it's more of, I'm not a marketing technician, although I feel like that's what I've been doing with the Glass Ceiling Foundation.
You do a really nice job, by
Tracy
way.
And I have been really working hard at putting together the website and all the pieces and the marketing and bringing people in. But it really does take a village to have any kind of a business, whether it's my own business or running a nonprofit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Every day, blessings for the people that come into our life. We're in the middle of World Cup right now, and go Spain. And I just had to say that. But USA did such a great job on Friday. Just shout out to the USA team. But what I really want to amplify is that when you have a team that is directed towards your mission, your goal, and as a leader, we can clearly state and be an example for that mission and that goal. It's absolutely beautiful watching the people, your coworkers around you, rise up to it. So I just, like, how often do I get to publicly shout out my team? I just really am shouting out the people that I get to work with on a daily basis. And I feel that same way when we're talking about Glass Ceiling, is the women that get to come into our space and we nurture each other and we support each other and we kind of push each other. We kick each other in the butt when it needs to happen. And to be able to do that at a lower cost or a no cost, but really just because we, you know, for myself, knowing that, man, had I had that in the early stages of my business or in the mid stages of my business, I just wonder where I would be. So...
we are just at the beginning. You know, we're making mistakes, but we're learning as we go along.
Right. Why don't we listen to another song? Do you have one on tap?
You're going to recognize this one.
Let's do it. I love music.
I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say. You
we do want to see women be brave, and we want them to say what they want to say. And when we see so many women stuck and struggling, it's because they're not willing to put themselves out there and be vulnerable. And I know that's true for me. I kind of doubt it for Tracy. Tracy's always willing to put herself out there. I protect myself a whole lot more than maybe a lot of other people do. But hey, you know what? We're on live radio.
I didn't say no.
She did not say no. But, you know, going back to why we started as a nonprofit, and something else that Tracy didn't say no to me about was, actually, Tracy wrote a check to one of the people that kept showing up to our glass ceiling events, our happy hour. And it was such an amazing feeling. And it wasn't just a $200 check or a $300. It was a $600 check. And the woman, you know, to see the tears run down her face, to just know that we cared enough to do something like that for her nonprofit was such a generous feeling that I had never experienced before. And because of that, I said, you know, Tracy, would you ever be open to starting a nonprofit where we could help more women in that same way? And she said, yeah, of course. So I love that you say yes.
Thank you. Well, it is, I have worked very hard on that fear element within me. I think, you know, I say yes a lot. So, in fact, I'm writing a chapter in an upcoming book, a collaboration book, and a friend of mine reached out to me and was like, hey, you want to, you know, you should do this. And my whole body seized up. I know that there's people on listening that they know that feeling when something comes up and your whole body seizes, like, say no. And I said, I knew immediately what that feeling was. And that is the feeling of fear. And fear isn't always the fear of the lion coming to attack you. It's just the fear of an unknown. So it's something that I've really learned to step into and question myself when that resistance comes up. Is this a fear that I'm going to die? Or is this a fear that I've just never done this before? And I may be clumsy doing it, sloppy or uneducated. And it's one thing that this last 3 years being with you has really reinforced for me, is that sometimes, all the time, really it is, when I say yes to something that is an unknown, it actually expands me more than playing it safe. So I appreciate you for giving me these opportunities to say yes to, and knowing that it may not be perfect, and, you know, that people may look at it and go, that didn't, you know, that feels amateur. Okay, well, that's okay, because I'm no longer going to compare my story to your middle or your end. I'm in the beginning of this story. So as I'm walking this journey, I want to just encourage other women and men in equal that, you know, when we start comparing ourselves, make sure you're comparing apples to apples and not apples to, you know, apple pie, because I am just in the beginning of my story. And my birthday's coming up, and I love this analogy that has been shared with me, is I'm 2 years away from a pretty monumental birthday, and my head was getting all wrapped up into the, oh my gosh, you're almost 60. And but I was given this opportunity to look at it as almost a level. And it reminded me, when I go on holiday, how Lee would always do versions, like this is version one of our holiday. And then we'd put new things into the holiday and we'd subtract things. And so then it was version two of the holiday, or 1.2 of the holiday. So when I look at my upcoming birthday that's coming up on June 26th, and Lisa will giggle right now because I'm sharing that with everybody.
I knew she was going to say
that. I know, right?
You
have to talk. When is she going to talk about her birthday? I am moving into version 5.8 of my life. So when I look at that, when I look at 5.8, version 5.8 of Tracy, what am I no longer taking into this new version, and what am I adding into this new version so I can use it as an expansion rather than this so often that, oh, I'm 2 years away from the big 6-0 or whatever it may be. And it may be the big 4-0 or the big, what version are you bringing into this new year of your life? And what can you take away and what can you add? Feels kind of good.
It does. That is one thing I have on you. I'm a 6.2 version, so I'm a little bit ahead of you, which, you know, we had a podcast episode where we talked about age and how we're really not our age, we're our energy. So when Liz said that on the podcast, it was like, oh, yeah, no wonder. You know, when you brought up the young gal that was 19 years old that attended the happy hour, it wasn't her age. It was her energy that matched all of us. And that's a big gap between our age and that age. So point being, birthdays are great.
Yes. And we should celebrate them more.
We should celebrate them more.
Yours is June 31st or January 31st.
January 31st.
I know when it is. And we're going to celebrate big this year. Hey, you know, we have a Power Lunch podcast, or not podcast, sorry, our Power Luncheon coming up in July. And it is such an important luncheon. So every quarter we do these Power Luncheons, and basically Lisa made us do this because I told her I wanted to be a speaker, and she's like, okay, so you're going to speak. So she created the Power Luncheon, which thank you for that.
Well, you know, back to Tracy's humility, Tracy has this beautiful voice. You can all hear she has this alto voice that comes through naturally. She has a gift. And of course, why wouldn't we want to learn from Tracy, to be at her feet and listen to what she has to say? But instead, Tracy was like, you know, I would like to learn from other people too. So let's bring in speakers. And that's what we've been doing for quarterly for the past 2 years. Yeah. Is we have been focusing on a theme for the year. So this year our theme has been the power of you.
Yeah.
And our next Power Luncheon is about health. And it's not just, you know, talking about, you know, your regular, make sure you have your regular appointments, you know, go in for your yearly exam, but it's more about helping you again think differently. And one of the questions, I grabbed this, Tracy, because this was our question at the last happy hour. What part of your health have you been trying to push through? And those are the types of questions that we want women to start thinking about and start answering. And when it comes to health, you know, what are we pushing through? What are we pushing aside that we really should spend more time thinking about it?
Yeah. It was a really powerful question. And what I found in the Rise Up happy hour that we did, that a lot of women will go for those low-hanging fruit answers, right? Like, oh, I need to exercise more, or I need to do this. But when we really start to go inward and think about, what am I pushing through? I can really say, and I have a daughter that's in her 40s, and we have these conversations a lot, which I wasn't having with my mother, about what's happening in our 40s, our 50s, and into our 60s, and what isn't being talked about. And a lot of it comes down to hormones. And when we start having those conversations and we're not living in the dark ages, I pulled up a statistic and they just recently lifted the black, it's called a black box warning off the HRT therapy. They just lifted that. Did you know that when they originally started the study of HRT, it was done on women averaging 63? Well, by 63, you're already through most of your perimenopause, your premenopause, and then your post. So, or in it. So they weren't even studying women that were in the heart of what they were experiencing. So when we're talking about women's health, we are still in the dark ages, and we have to start having conversations, open conversations, about what's going on. I remember being at an event many years ago. I was probably in my mid-40s, and this woman stood up and she talked about losing her eyebrows and that it was part of what was happening in her perimenopause. And I was, my mouth went down to the floor, like, what? This is the reason I don't have any? I didn't even know that that was what was happening, or, you know, our moodiness or our agitation, or, you know, I mean, just, we all hear about night sweats, but that's just the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's just one symptom. And then if you don't have that, oh, I guess you're not in it. That's not truth either. So we have the most amazing woman coming to share her wisdom with us. I'm so excited.
I'm excited as well. You know, and these are the conversations that we didn't know that we needed to have.
Right.
We had a great conversation about finance a few months ago. And in the fall, we will talk about life in general. So along with the power of you, we are focusing on health, wealth, and life. The finance conversation was amazing. We have some amazing women that have been showing up for happy hour and for power luncheons and book club and on our podcast. And we're learning that, you know, there's a lot of things that we don't know what we don't know.
Well, we've also been told not to talk about it,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, we don't talk about money. Women do not talk about getting rich. Women don't talk about being wealthy. Women, you know, like, that is, I mean, we're in charge of the finances most of the time in our household, but we don't talk about how in our business we should be making money. I mean, I remember I said this comment to Lee, and it kind of took him back, but I'm like, look, if our business is not lining our pocket, it is lining our ego. And I am no longer in the business for, you know, boosting up my ego anymore. Like, we are in this for-profit business. Let's start making money and not be ashamed of it. And that was something, like, he just was like, oh, we don't, like, what? Like, why, as a business, and as women, let's start talking about being million, billion, whatever heirs, and also about how our money is actually an opportunity to give back to our communities. We cannot do that from a scarcity mindset. We cannot do it from a broke mindset. We have to go into that wealthy mindset, and that starts with talking about, where are you right now? Where do you want to go? And then looking at the steps to get it, and having women in our community as resources to get us there. We talk a lot about legacy and health. Let's talk about legacy and wealth. Let's talk about what legacy looks like today rather than what it looks like on the other side of life. It's such a powerful conversation, and we can't be embarrassed or shy or timid in these conversations.
Right, because it you'll feel lonely. You won't be able to grow because you'll always be alone. You'll always feel alone. Mm. And that's why with Glass Ceiling, we do have the three pillars. So I love this conversation that we're having, Tracy, because these are the types of things that we talk about in the Glass Ceiling Foundation. The three pillars that we came up with are education, mentorship, and community. And I think we've actually talked about all three since we started talking today. The education, you know, with our power luncheons, talking about health, talking about wealth. I mean, we, like you said, we need to educate each other so that we can rise up. So we've had, like I said, we've had some really gifted speakers. Even though I know we could learn a lot just from you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about you.
Yeah. And then we also have a few other things that are going on. But, you know, like we said at the beginning of this segment, you know, it's not to be afraid to rise up.
That's right.
Yep. In spite of everything, you know, face the fear every day. We just need to rise up. All day.
Silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe.
You know, I'm really grateful. We have a producer that's with us today and who's helped us create this episode, this live episode. And I can't thank Pam enough and the Wave Project for allowing us to come in. And hopefully if she likes us enough, she'll invite us back and maybe we can put her in the hot seat.
I will say, Lisa off mic asked if I wanted to weigh in at all. And I don't do a lot of speaking during the Wave Project because you're here and you guys have this. But I'm really loving this conversation and I'm excited about the Glass Ceiling podcast. It's the Power Lunch podcast?
Yes, ma'am.
And Power Luncheon is the event.
Correct.
Power Lunch podcast, which I think is such a clever name. And then Power Luncheon is the event. And I linked through KFAI's Wave Project page. I linked to the Glass Ceiling Foundation Facebook page, and you can find the podcast link there. You can find everything you need. So let's go back to Lisa and Tracy talking about what the Glass Ceiling Foundation does for female entrepreneurs and business owners and business starters, even if, like Maddie, they didn't know they were a business starter. They didn't know they were an entrepreneur.
She has a radio voice.
I know. That's what I was just actually thinking that. Like, I am taking notes from Pam on how to talk into this microphone.
Yeah,
well done.
Yeah, well done.
You know, Lisa, a few, you know, one of the things that, so you really have always supported me in my dreams of speaking, and then podcast was, I had had a podcast, you had had a podcast, and when we came together, we both knew that we liked podcasting, but doing it together has really just been so fulfilling. First off, thank you. But you said to me, one of the first conversations that we had was you wanted to do a mastermind, and that's where your heart was really leading. So we have done a couple of iterations of a mastermind, which really is the core to our mentorship right now. I am a huge advocate on masterminds, getting into rooms with like-minded people that are going to lift you up, push you, bring new ideas, resources. It really is where I became super resourceful in my business. And that's where the growth of my business actually happened, was by being in masterminds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your experience with the Glass Ceiling Foundation Mastermind and what you've seen with the women that have done that. And I can share a couple of, Lisa's never let me be part of the mastermind. I'm just kidding. But
do you want to know why?
No. I do know why. But I can share a little bit about why I got into a mastermind and why I think it's really important as business owners or as entrepreneurs to find a group, a tribe of women, specifically for us, but find a tribe of people.
Well, I think it really goes back to what we have been talking about, is that being alone. You know, when it comes to education, though, women don't stop growing because they reach a certain age. We keep growing because we want to keep growing. You know, I think of one of the guest speakers that we had in the first mastermind, and she was an AI expert. And first of all, she was surprised that we asked her to, or I asked her to come in and speak. And after with the surveys, she was one of the favorite speakers in that mastermind. And she did not realize the talent and the knowledge that she had. And, you know, it was building up the people that were in the mastermind, but it was also building it was an opportunity to build her up. And I left the mastermind that day. It was just amazing content that she was able to deliver. And so with our masterminds, each are different, and they are different based on the people who are in the room. It is an intimate mastermind, no more than 10 people, and it is intense. It is weekly. It's 2 hours every week focusing just on your business. And if you aren't ready to commit to that type of energy for your business, our mastermind is probably not meant for you. But every woman has the opportunity to learn and grow together. It's just, where do they want to put themselves?
You know, you said something that's really fascinating, that it's a focus on your business, but I'm going to challenge that just a little bit, because so often we get wrapped up into the minutiae of our business, and really it has to come from inside.
It does.
And your mastermind, or the mastermind of Glass Ceiling Foundation, isn't just about, you know, the ABCs of business. It actually goes a little bit deeper into figuring out, again, it goes back to the psychology of the business owner. We had one of our questions at our happy hour was, what business are you in and what business are you really in? Because it's easy for me to say, yeah, my name is Tracy. I own Merlin's Rest Pub. I'm a pub owner. I've had it for 19 years, blah, 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 blah. But the business that I'm really in is to create lasting experiences around food, around drinks, that when people leave, they're not able to pinpoint one area that was great. It was the experience. I'm creating experiences. Mm-hmm. I'm creating memories that happen to be within Merlin's Rest, right? So when we really dive into why we're doing our business and what needs the attention, a lot of times what needs the attention is maybe our health. Are we working out before we go to work? What energy, what mindset are we bringing into our businesses? And those have to be sometimes unraveled with other people. When I started in personal development 6 years ago, when I started to dive in, I knew that I needed to be in rooms that people were thinking bigger than me. I was the most powerful in every room I was in, because I was the leader of every room I was in. Now, when I go into a mastermind, now I have other people that are the biggest person in every room that they're in. But now I'm able to navigate myself up to their level and different thinking. I'm able to bring problems to them where they can look at it at a higher level. And it was, you can't find that all the time in your business, because you're the leader. You're the one that knows everything. You're the goal setter. You're the vision quester, right? So we need to be into rooms that challenge us. I remember walking into the most expensive mastermind I've ever been in. The base pay was $85,000, and it was for a year. And I probably spent well over $100,000 after I walked out of that room a year later. But I remember walking into that room, and I felt like the smallest fish in this very big pond. Mm-hmm. And when I walked out a year later, I felt like I belonged there. And those are the kind of rooms you want to get in. It's about the stretch. It's about what's going to stretch me to the higher level. John Maxwell talks about the rubber band on your wrist, and that it is, the rubber band is meant to be stretched. So as humans, as people that are always growing, we are about the stretch. I wear bracelets on my wrist, and it's to remind me that my life is about the stretch, and how I can not break, because we don't want to break ourselves, but when we put ourselves into challenging situations where we expand our mind, man, that's when life gets really, really good, where you start to squeeze all the juice out of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Our community is not about collecting business cards. It's about creating and belonging.
I mean, one of my favorite moments, and it happens actually quite often, is when someone asks me for contact info of someone that they met either at the power luncheon or the happy hour. And it wasn't necessarily the content that they digested that day or at that event, but it was they wanted to connect with someone in the community. And that's just huge. It gives me that warm feeling. It gives me hope that women are choosing to connect with one another over, like, I'm going to say it again, over competition. So going back to the three pillars of Glass Ceiling Foundation, education, that it helps women grow, mentorship helps people rise, which is what we're doing through the mastermind, and then community helps women feel like they belong.
Support for KFAI comes in part from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting An Evening with Van Orman and Helwyn with Mark Anderson, Thursday, June 18th. John Van Orman and Adam Helwyn are neighbors in the rugged, driftless area of southwestern Wisconsin. Together, they craft traditional folk tunes and curated covers as raw and beautiful as the land they call home. They'll be joined by poet and percussionist Mark Anderson for this special performance. More information about An Evening with Van Orman and Helwyn with Mark Anderson is available at thecedar.org.
Apparently, we're doing a lot of cool things here at Glass Ceiling.
Apparently. Lisa, we are very busy.
We are very busy. So we didn't even mention the book club.
Yeah, you know, so I have this saying, and it's not mine, leaders are readers. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was 2020, and I was really diving into expanding. I had time, right? We all had time. Well, mm-hmm. I had a lot of time in 2020. And so I heard a mentor of mine say, leaders are readers. And I thought to myself, but I don't like to read. Or I always fall asleep when I read. Or I'm better at, you know, like, maybe I should just listen to books. But I would find myself not even doing that. So I really focused on reading, and I focused on just doing 5 minutes a day. And I found a book by John Maxwell, brilliant writer, on leadership, but it was on personal development. It was the 15 Irrefutable Laws of Personal Development. And then I matched it with watching his talks on it. And then I brought my leadership team of my business, and we would do weekly, every Tuesday, we would do a chapter out of this book. So we had 15 weeks of book club during COVID. We would do this book club. So I bought my staff their books. I bought them highlighters because some of them are highlighters. And that's when it all began for me, is 6 years ago, that now I have books upon books. I have learned so much. And when we talk about mentorship doesn't always have to be the person sitting across from you. It is truly, who are you learning from? And I have some of the most beautiful mentors in my life today because of the books that I've read. So I came to you and said, I want to do a book club. And you're like, outstanding. And we have the most brilliant author in our community. In fact, when she started in our community 3 years ago, she had not written her first book.
She was,
and
not
now
a
she's on
author.
Book what, six?
I believe so.
So Anne Schreiber is our book club leader. Mm-hmm. P.S. I've only been to one book club, and we have them every month. And you and Anne and Lisa Rossin are so amazing and have created this book club that you like. Tell us, I'm so
yeah. Our book club is kind of like a dinner club. We have yet to have book club at the same restaurant, so that's been kind of fun. The Anne's books, her Jessica's New Beginning. In July, we're going to read her Liz's Forever After. So she wrote a trilogy of, I think it's in the romance section of Barnes & Noble. I mean, this girl is selling at Barnes & Noble. I believe she's out in Seoul.
Is such a gift in itself to have an Anne in our community. And then also to watch her, just like the song earlier was Rise Up, to watch her rise up and to put that spotlight on her. What a gift.
So she was a podcast guest on the Power Lunch podcast. Just go to our website, glassceilingfoundation.org. You'll find the events. You'll find all the upcoming events from the Power Luncheon to the Happy Hours and Book Club.
Our Power Lunch podcast is also on Spotify and Apple and YouTube and all the places you can find it. So.
Yes, yes. We are out there.
Subscribe.
Yes, we need followers. And then, you know, interact with us on social media, too. Because we would love to, share with you what we have going on. Because we don't want anyone to miss
an
event.
Also remember that we're yes girls, right?
Yes.
Send us a private message. We'll say yes.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So tell us, when is the I'm sorry, I cut you off there. The book club is on Thursdays, right?
It is once a month, usually the third Thursday of the month. So do you want a date? June 18th is the next one. And we are reading Awake.
Oh, by Jen Hatmaker.
Yeah.
I listened to it on the airplane, and I thought it had this brilliant. So Jen Hatmaker is funny, like super funny. Now you'll say that this is her like going through a divorce and like
this
rebuilding,
memoir.
And it's not necessarily funny, but she puts a lightness to the heaviness. Mm-hmm. And again, it goes back to perspective. It goes back to that mindset, right? Mm-hmm. Are we in an abundance mindset or a scarcity mindset? Mm-hmm. And she has this beautiful way of looking at life from a glass overflowing to a glass empty. Mm-hmm. And I say that intentionally because I think so often we have this, is it half full or half empty? No, is it overflowing or is it empty? Those are my only two. Like, I want my cup overflowing. So I'm taking from an overflowing cup, because if my glass is empty, I am already too far into it.
That is really interesting that you explained it that way, because I felt like I read a completely different book than what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Because you were like, oh, it was so funny. And I'm like, what?
There was a lightness about
yeah.
it that is really, like, if we can go through life on how life is happening through us, not to us, mm-hmm. like, that changes. And it has changes. It's changed the way that I do business, mm-hmm. right? There's these... I have this brilliant mentor that taught me the four phases of there are people that think that life is happening to them. There are people that think that life is happening for them. There are people that think life is happening through them. And then finally, there are people that think life is one. We are all experiencing it and how we can be one in life.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, Tracy.
Right?
You learned something.
Well, for me, it's yeah. really how I live my life. And if something is happening through you, you don't take attachment to it. You're not attached to the outcome. You're not attached to how this has to show up. And that's where suffering happens, when we think that life is supposed to be a certain way. And Jen was such a beautiful example of that mm-hmm. in her book. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't sign up to be a divorcee and to have to rebuild her business. Mm-hmm. But how can I lean into how is this happening for me? And then ultimately, how is this happening through me? And then finally putting it into a book form where now it can be a one thing,
right.
how everybody can learn from it. It's mm-hmm. such a beautiful thing. And I love that you guys are reading that book.
Well, and it just words matter. Our words matter. And mm-hmm. we get to feel who we are. And I think women forget that that's our power, that we should be allowed to feel our feelings. We should be allowed to feel all the feels. All of them, yes.
None of them are bad. Society puts this is right, this is wrong, this mm-hmm. is good, this is mm-hmm. bad. Like, I honestly, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I could go more into that. I'm like getting fired up now. We're almost done, and I'm like just getting my
stride
here.
Now we're just getting started. But life is better when we support one another. And that really is the bottom line of Glass Ceiling, is that we're here to support each other through connection and education, through the community, and through mentorship. We gave away our first scholarship to a high school student. So beautiful. She's a beautiful woman. You know,
we have a fourth pillar that is something that you and I both lean a lot into, but we don't really talk about. And I just celebrate you because of your contribution. Your contribution to these women in this community and the women that are rising up in this community, the young women. One of my, obviously, if you know me, I don't necessarily look like I'm going into version 5.8. I also have a daughter that's in version 4.1.
Both look amazing.
But I was a very young mother. And my heart is to make sure that they know, that young women know, that everything that you feel inside of you is possible. And I want us to be that foundation for them, that they recognize there is no glass ceiling. The glass ceiling that you're putting on yourself is self-imposed. Now, I'm not saying that there are not situations in corporate world that doesn't have a glass ceiling, but we are here to break those and to offer solutions, some resources, some encouragement that many of the places that you're bumping your head up, that is just you, mindset, maybe resources, and we're here to offer that. So I just, honestly, the fourth pillar, that unspoken pillar of contribution, I think both you and I, that is the heart mm-hmm. of what Glass Ceiling was about. Many people asked, why don't you just do a for-profit, like start a coaching business? And there's a lot of them out there. And I'm going to encourage you to find those masters out there to learn from. But also know that there are resources. We are a resource that if you are, I can't afford it, if you're in that mindset right now, or also that mindset that, do you feel worthy? I'm just going to say, like, a lot of young-minded entrepreneurs just don't feel that they're worthy for personal development. I can't afford that right now. Mm-hmm. We're a great place to come and experience what a mastermind looks like, what a happy hour. And our happy hours aren't come in and have cocktails. Our happy hours are deep dives mm-hmm. into what is really going on in your business. Where do you need the help? So I just really encourage people, again, go to our website. But the bottom line is we are all, and I'm gonna extra out with our song that's coming up. We are all unstoppable. Lisa, any final words, man? I just thank you all of you,
for listening to us today. I mean, it's so fun to be live, you know, in the world. You can listen. Anyone can listen on the internet. I mean, just to be in this chair with these headphones on is just truly amazing. That I would have never thought 3 years ago asking Tracy, would you be open to having a happy hour for women? I mean, it was post-pandemic. Our first happy hour, we were wearing masks. We were outside. Yeah. We were all craving that being together with women. And I had we didn't have a vision.
That's right.
Of this happening. And look at where we are. So
I am all about firsts. Let's do as many firsts as possible. Because when we're doing firsts, we're expanding. We're never getting old.
That's right. So just to repeat, our website is glassceilingfoundation.org. And we meet monthly for happy hours, the second Tuesday night of the month. And that you can find the information on the website. The book clubs are the third Thursday night typically of the month. Power luncheons are quarterly. And then there's a few other things in between. We did a Devil Meets Prada 2 event with Egan City Lifestyle. Amy Sousa, who I said was one of our other hosts who wasn't able to join us today. Great collaborator, great woman that has been showing up. She's actually a board member with us at Glass Ceiling Foundation. So
we should probably mention most of these things have a very are either free or low cost mm-hmm. because we have amazing sponsors that offer support. So we just mm-hmm. really just a shout out to all of our sponsors and also our future members to the Glass Ceiling Foundation. That's how we are able to do this at a lower cost and keep it, you know, affordable for everybody.
And real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tracy, this has been so fun.
I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. No, ditto.
Stop. Let's go.
Let's go.
I'll smile. I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah. I put my arm around so you are strong, my yeah. I put my arm around, I'll show you that I am. I'm unstoppable. Today.